ain't nothing better than this. Yeah, yeah, ain't nothing better than this.
What
hey,
up?
Welcome in.
What up?
Yeah.
I'm not laughing. What up, y'all?
Welcome to Mandela.
Or how okay. My wife always liked to do it. Welcome to Mandela. Like a damn what? Like you're in a talk show host or something.
You're welcome. Practicing. Thank you.
Hi, guys. We're on the road.
Hi. We are coming to you live from our tour bus.
Pardon.
And we have to hold our mics right now.
We're just making things work. You know, yeah. Pardon the lack of consistency for a sec, because we've been crazy busy, kind of traveling everywhere, doing everything. We're on the bus because the queen here is doing her insane tour.
Yep, I have a tour. It's called the Who Do I Think I Am Tour. I'm promoting my book, Who Do I Think I Am? Stories of Chola Wishes and Caviar Dreams, as well as my stand-up show, my new hour that I'm performing. So we started March 25th in Los Angeles. Then we did Reno. Then we did a little California run, Bakersfield, Monterey, Napa, and Turlock. Yeah. Then we did Denver. We did a quick pause to go film an hour special. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, we filmed in Phoenix.
Yeah, and that was my old hour. So a lot of people don't know this. I toured 2018, 2019, the technically not stalking tour, and I never got to film that hour because COVID happened. And so it just kind of went away, and I just started writing new material and for the Who Do I Think I Am tour. But I was like, you know what? I still want to record my old hour because I worked really hard on it. I toured it, and I want it documented. So me and my lover here decided to produce our very first special. And
yeah,
we did it ourselves, and we got a production crew in Phoenix, Coach Taylor.
Super cool peeps.
Yep, Coach Taylor directed with you, co-directing.
Mm-hmm. This is the year, and I've kind of said this on my Instagram, this to me, I feel like it's something that I've been saying for a long time, obviously with you. But for whatever reason, this is the year that we're actually doing it, where I believe I'm kind of the guy that, you know, when somebody tells me no or that I can't do it, I will go and do it myself because I just have this insane belief in myself. And it's not even that, you know, like I want to prove them wrong, but it's more so like I want to prove me right. You know, like we all think that we are awesome or dope or we're the best things ever. And you never know until you actually put your stuff out there. Like, you actually try. And then you get to see, you know, maybe you're not as awesome at this one thing, so you can pivot and do something else. Or maybe you are awesome and the junk blows up. So this year, with these specials, I think that's what we're doing. We're taking that next step of faith and just believing that, hey, man, even if nobody else sees it, we see it. And we're going to at least put something into the marketplace to see if it do what it do.
Right. It's interesting when you say, not interested in proving other people wrong, but I'm just proving myself right.
Yeah.
It's an interesting take on that, because I feel like there's sometimes where my own self-doubt will creep in, and I can one day be like, yeah, I'm this, I'm that, I could do it. And then the next day, I'll prove myself wrong. I'll be like, oh no, maybe I'm not that good. You got to have a lot of self-confidence, and not just self-confidence, but like boldness and bravery, because I can be self-confident one day, and then the next day I am lacking courage, and all of a sudden all the doubts creep in.
I feel like that's everybody though, man. Like, everybody has days where they're like, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna kill it, I'm the best. They have a good show, or they have a good whatever, you know, whatever your vocation is, you have a good season, and then something happens. Life typically happens, and it knocks you down a peg, and then you start thinking, man, maybe I was just full of it. Like, maybe I'm not it, or maybe this isn't the right thing.
Right.
And it's like, that's life. That's the ebb and flow of it. If you let that, I think that's the difference between people who make it and people who don't.
I think mine too is also with my anxiety and hormones and mood. Like, it really depends. Like, if I'm feeling clarity, clear in my body, I'm in alignment, I'm doing my yoga stretches, I'm doing my meditation, I'm like taking all my supplements, and I feel healthy, mind, body, and spirit, then I'm like, yeah, I can do all the things. But the second I'm like too busy and too distracted, then I start doubting myself. So I can tell you.
Okay, what distracts you?
No, like if there's too many things happening, like meetings, Zoom calls, like I've been doing a lot of press for this book release. So I'll wake up at like 6 a.m. and call a bunch of, you know, radio stations. And then there's other days I have back to back Zoom calls, podcast. But like, I've been doing the most press that I've ever done lately. And so when I get really busy, my self-care slacks. And then also because of surgery, I haven't been able to do my stretches, and I just started doing my stretches again. So it's been like busy and then recovering from surgery and all the things. So then my self-care takes the back burner. But I'm very grateful for my Amari supplements, because man, those have been coming in clutchity clutch. I started taking Amari supplements, and I just started promoting it on my Instagram. I started taking them 10 months ago now. It's been night and day miracle for my anxiety, the supplements that I've been taking. And I wanted to really take them for a while before I promoted them to anyone. And I introduced my brother to them, and my brother struggled with anxiety really, really badly. And it's been life-changing for him. My sister, it's been life-changing for her around her menstrual cycle. She would become like a rage monster. And now these supplements have really helped her to not be that. And so I've seen the change in my life, in my family's life. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to start talking about it on Instagram. So if you want to know more about my Amari supplements that I've been taking for my anxiety, for mood, for all kinds of stuff, you can go to my Instagram, click the link in my bio, and learn about Amari supplements. It's really been life-changing. You can also watch, I did a 30-minute Q&A with the chief science officer behind the products, and he answered a bunch of questions about how these products work. Like, what's the actual science of how it's working? Like, I can tell you, I'm in a good mood, and I don't know why, and he can tell you why. And it's all natural supplements, all natural things, different leaf, root, whatever. And it's working with your gut biome chemistry.
Biome, yep.
Yeah, and then your actual mind, like your brain and your gut brain, and how they work together. So anyways, that's been life-changing for me, and that's been helping me stay clear and not anxious. So I've been grateful for that, especially being on the road. Oh, and praise report there too. I have a family that prays for me and whatever I'm doing, and so I just update them. Shout out to the Magnet family who prays for me.
Magnet family.
And
do I know them?
Chuck and Della.
Oh yes, Chuck. The last name is Magnet?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And she was just telling me how like I look and feel night and day different from the last bus tour that we did. So that's all thanks to prayer and Amari. Thank you. Thank you very much. What are you looking for?
I was just looking for, I wish we would have brought our Wordiful game, because I always love those things. But I was looking online to see if they had any example questions.
I don't think she does.
I love that game. We've been using it a lot on the nights podcast.
Yeah.
It's been so good because it sparks so many good conversations.
Anyway, so getting back to, we're talking about taking a risk on ourselves.
Yes.
Filming this special.
Two specials.
Right. Well, we just got to the first one. We hadn't got past it yet. So we were talking about Phoenix, and we did that one ourselves. We filmed my old 2019, technically not stalking tour. We did it ourselves. Keep five. Mm-hmm. Did ourselves with, of course, help with Coach Taylor and our production crew. When I say did it ourselves, I mean we funded it ourselves. And my babe did the set dressing.
I did.
And everything, picked out my outfit. You were wardrobe stylist, mm-hmm. set designer, set design, yep. co-director, yeah, producer. Wow, you are all the things.
I'm just trying to be somebody in life.
Yeah, I was the writer, performer, and producer. I dedicated
this year to my queen, which is very interesting because I've been doing a lot of, you guys, if you know, that follow me, I do a lot of stuff. And I think it was at the end of last year where I was like, I started thinking and I was praying and I was like, man, I start a lot of things and try to get them off the ground. And I really felt like this year God was like showing me to maybe put all my efforts and talents into something that's already off the ground, which would be my wife's career. And I always try to stay out of it because I have a very strong opinion. I have strong opinions. I have strong ideas. I have a way that I would do things. And whenever I interject myself, I find myself more than often trying to impose my way of doing things. And so,
which is always so fun.
When we first started touring, that was always problematic. And now I try to keep myself out of it as much as possible so that I don't cause any kind of friction and I just kind of more like receive what's happening. But this year, it was important for me to throw my talents into someone that I believed in, which is my wife. So I've dedicated to come out on the road, do behind the scenes stuff, kind of like stay on her, to do TikToks, to do, you know, all these things. Yeah, and to believe that we can shoot these specials. And again, like I posted on my gram, I was like, I'm not really concerned about how they're going to come out. I'm actually way more proud that we threw our hats in the ring. And yeah, I think they'll come out great, but I'm just not concerned about that. I'm 100% more concerned.
They're going to come out amazing. Yeah. But I get what you're saying.
It was more about the trying. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because so many people, before even trying, they're afraid of the outcome. Mm-hmm. And they haven't even done the work to get to the outcome. And that fear of what can or cannot happen stops them from ever starting. So people always think the hard part is at the end. And I'm like, nah, man, the hard part is just getting there, getting on the stage, getting to the game, getting off your butt and trying. That is the hardest part. Once you start, it's little things that can keep you going. So for me, it's the smallest things that keep me going since like forever. It was always just little nuggets of you're going the right way. Mm-hmm. I don't need anything big.
Sure.
You know? So I think this year is going to revolutionize. And my hope and prayer is that at the end of it, we look back like, damn it, we should have bet on ourselves a long time ago. That's the goal.
I don't want to be like, damn it, we should have bettered ourselves a long time ago. I want to be like, we're right where we're supposed to be. This is when we were supposed to better on ourselves. This is when it was supposed to happen. I'd rather live in that than regret, because I don't like to live in, damn it. I'd rather live in, yeah, I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
Remember we had that podcast, though, about regrets? Were they good? Were they bad? Can regrets ever be a positive thing?
Oh, sure.
I think regrets can be a positive thing.
Sure.
So I think saying we're right where we're supposed to be can be true occasionally. And then most of the times it's just something we say to not feel bad about doing what we were supposed to do a long time ago.
I hear what you're saying.
It'd be different if we just came across the information that we're now entering into.
I hear you.
Because then it's like, you know, then it's like, oh, yeah, man, if this was around back then, we could have did it.
Man, if I would have knew of YouTube. Just kidding.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff.
Oh, man. Well, anyway.
That's where we're at. We'll keep you guys posted. We're going to try to do a lot more on this tour. So you guys.
Wait. We actually didn't tell them what we did with Tulsa and Wichita. We'll tell them.
We shot a couple. Yeah, we shot a couple more.
So now we're back on. Shot technically not stalking. Now we're back on more of me. And we filmed my show in Tulsa. And we filmed my show in Wichita. And we're going to put it together. And
we're also going to do the Ryman.
Yeah. And we're going to film my show at the Ryman in Nashville. And we're filming this behind the scenes on the bus. And when we go through Texas, we'll be on a Sprinter van, and we're going to be driving all throughout Texas for the whole month of June. And we're going to film that for like a little documentary. And we're going to show you guys what it's like being on the road, not just as a comedian on the road, but as a couple on the road. What's marriage on the road like? Our team, what's our team like on the road? How do we operate? How do we do things? All that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's what we're doing. We'll be checking in from time to time and updating you guys on where we're at in life. So thanks for tuning in to Mangela.